Lane. If it please the court, Your Honor, at this time I would like to introduce my three main witnesses.
Request granted. Proceed with the testimony.
Okay, we will proceed with the testimonies. Welcome to Lifestyles in the Law today. This show is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal advice, nor will it ever. Good day to you. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator, a.k.a. Witness Number 1. Witness Number 2 is our show producer, Rick Snyder, and you, my good friend, are Witness Number 3. This is the place where the coolest legal minds gather for the latest legal news and time-saving tips, along with the latest community event information. Our mission is educating those in need of legal representation with a solid base of top legal minds and law scholars. Speaking of minds and scholars, Rick, do you know the true meaning of the number 57?
It's on my ketchup bottle.
Oh, no, it's a prime number. Oh. And it's the exact number of spices found in a popular ketchup brand. Mine. It was the year Chevrolet introduced the 57 Chevy, but there's another 57 even more famous than these classics.
And
that's the 57 that's embedded in a popular, well-known telephone number, 561-570-5700. Wow. So following this logic, the next time you see a bottle of ketchup or a 57 Chevy or two quarters, two pennies, and a nickel, think of the Robes Law Group, because it's the right number. When properly dialed, it gets you the best legal representation in our land of laws. Contact the good folks at Robes Law Group at 561-570-5700 with offices located in Delray Beach and throughout Palm Beach County. You can call right now or visit their website at robeslawgroup.com. Rick, I think I just saw a bottle of ketchup in the front seat of a 57 Chevy. Professional staff at Robes Law Group has the knowledge you need to deliver you the best results. Again, the phone number for the Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700, or visit their website, robeslawgroup.com. Coming up on today's show, Joe Landoffi. He knows more than a single person should know about basic estate and probate laws, and he's here to share his vast knowledge base with you. Phone lines are open. Here's your chance to speak with an expert in estate and probate planning. Somebody has to do it, and you have the power to make Joe work. Just call him. He'll go to work for you. Then Rick Snyder checks in with the latest legal news, including a look at more stupid, moronic, and silly laws, where you shall have the last laugh. Ruling from the bench or binging on the rules, that's coming right up. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment today, we will take a look at how scammers use gift cards to get your cash. That's coming up after the news. And then phobophobia. In 35 minutes, we'll dismiss every fear in the book, phobophobia. Don't be afraid to look that up, folks. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest legal headlines, brought to you by the Robes Law Group, your community-approved legal brain trust. Here with today's headlines is our consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Rick Snyder.
Thank you, Alan.
You bet.
Nice to see you again.
Better to be seen than viewed.
I hear it. Two Florida bars hit with a $30.8 million verdict for the victim of a hit-and-run in 2014. That happened in Tallahassee, and we'll give you the full details on that in about 25 minutes. Personal injury laws continue to rise. Personal injury statistics, rather, continue to rise. We'll have full details on what's going on in the personal injury business. And state lawmakers are now looking at the use of e-cigarettes by teens, college kids, and adults. They're dangerous in many ways, so keep your eyes open, and we'll tell you all about that. Again, in about 20 minutes.
Okay, that's e-cigarettes.
Oh, we also have some silly law stories coming up. Your favorite part, Alan.
Oh, I love silly laws.
I know you do.
All right, when we return, Joe Landoffi is an expert in estate and probate, and he is here to answer your most complex estate and probate questions. Phone lines are open, 561-570-5700. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES. Text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group is your Palm Beach County personal injury lawyer. Unlike other law firms, we try to help before you suffer an accident. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help you all day, all night, all week. Just a click away. Or call 561-570-5700.
Okay, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator. Here to let you know that no one knows when an accident is going to happen. They just happen. Boom! So the best time to learn about what to do or not to do is before the accident, not after. That's just common sense. What you say at the scene of an accident, in some cases, could determine the outcome of your settlement. That's why the Robes Law Group created their 30-minute legal advice workshop. The next meeting is January 22nd at their Delray Beach location. The program begins at 6 p.m. and continues for, you guessed it, 30 minutes. Robes chips in the snacks and beverages, and remember, when you leave their workshop, you'll have all the knowledge you need to handle yourself as a professional at the scene of an accident. You need to know your legal rights, folks. It could save you time and some serious dollars. For additional information about this valuable free workshop, call the good folks at Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700, or visit their website at robeslawgroup.com.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
Okay, our first super guest earned his Bachelor of Science degree in accountancy from Villanova University and his Master of Science in taxation from the Fairleigh Dickinson University. He earned his Juris Doctorate from St. Thomas University School of Law, where he went on to earn his Master of Laws, that's an LLM for those that don't know, in taxation from Boston University School of Law. He's been practicing law in South Florida for over 20 years, representing the unique needs of high net worth clients and businesses. Joe Landoffi, welcome to Lifestyles and the Law Today.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, great.
Pleasure to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Hey, you're a pretty exciting guy. I've been reading through your bio. And you've done some really amazing things. You've been selected as one of Florida's super lawyers.
Yes.
What a coincidence. Super lawyer, super guest. We like it. What's that all about?
You're judged by your peers and nominated by your peers for what they believe to be your excellence in the community, in the practice area of law that you're working on. So I consider it a great honor to be able to achieve that.
It is, especially when your peers do it. You know, I was talking to someone one time about getting elected in some little groups, and they said, well, yeah, it's judged by your peers, so it's just a popularity contest. And I thought, well, you know, the president runs on a popularity, so what's wrong with a popularity contest? That means that you're well-liked by the people that you work with. That's great. So tell us a little bit about estate and probate. Is it called estate planning or?
It's called estate planning then probate administration, segregated into two parts, one pretty much taken care of while you're alive and probate coming into play after what I like to refer to as gaining wings.
Gaining wings. Well, that's like I told Rick a minute ago, it's better to be seen than viewed. So that must have taken a lot of time to learn. You're learning two different areas, right?
In essence, when you're going through various degrees and then practicing law in this area, it's segregated so that, in essence, estate planning is being done so that you can avoid what we'll refer to and we'll talk about as probate later on.
Right. So it's getting prepared.
Correct.
And there's nothing wrong with being prepared. I've never seen anything wrong with that ever. So does everyone need a will? I mean, is that the best way to get out of having to mess with the courts?
Well, in essence, everybody has a will whether they sign a document or not, and it's created by the Florida statutes. So Florida comes in and says, if you don't do what we're giving you the ability to do, here's where your assets are going to go, when they get to those individuals, and who they go to.
So it's all about who has control.
Correct.
well, I don't like the state controlling anything. So it's a good idea to have a will, right?
Of course, of course. Your least favorite uncle is Uncle Sam.
Yep. Oh, I like that. That's good. I've heard a lot of times people say, well, wills are good, but they can be broken. If somebody contests it, then you're in court forever. And so is that true? Or?
Well, again, nothing is ironclad, mm-hmm. but with proper counseling and with a very competent attorney, wills can be successfully upheld. Mm-hmm. Now, anyone can sue anybody for anything at any time. This is more of a template of properly administering the documents so that should a challenge be raised, that challenge can be defeated.
I guess your biggest challenge would be to write the will in a way that some other attorney can't look at it and say, hey, there's a loophole right there. I could take care of that.
Exactly.
That's what you do, right?
Exactly. What we do is not only is the preparation of the will and the signing of the document important, but the meetings with the clients are important to determine what the goals and objectives are so that when you translate goals and objectives, excuse the expression, to legalese,
right.
The legalese are there so that it's very difficult to defeat.
Mm. Well, I guess there's two sides to that door. You got one guy that was going to try to defeat it. You're trying to fix it so that they can't defeat
Correct.
It. Ooh. Is that the same with a revocable trust?
Revocable trusts are set up to avoid probate. And probate is what comes under the control of the court. Okay. So probate administration is the administration of an estate, but probate court is the process by which the court has to get involved in order to transfer devise that asset to someone that you name. Obviously, a court process can be a positive thing, but at other times it could be extensive, it could be time-consuming, it could be costly. So in a revocable trust, you're trying to avoid the probate process by putting it into a revocable trust, which allows the court not to interfere and allows assets to pass outside of the control of the court.
All right, I feel like I'm not in Kansas anymore.
I'll try to bring you back to Kansas.
What's the difference between an irrevocable trust and a revocable trust, other than one can be revoked and the other can't?
Well, yeah, that's a whole can of worms we won't even get into. But revocable trust is your alter ego. It's your second identity. You have your assets held in this trust vehicle, which you control, which you own, which you decide what to do with, and you can change that at any time while you're alive. An irrevocable trust is, in essence, and granted, this is the 60,000-foot overview, the irrevocable trust is more of a transfer of assets that you no longer own, you no longer have control of.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's society, some people are very reluctant to get rid of assets and put someone else in control, hoping they'll do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Revocable avoids probate. Irrevocable, transfer of assets during lifetime to shelter assets. It's two different areas and probably more than what you wanted to know.
So yeah, what you're saying is if you raised your kids wrong, you don't want to put them in charge of your irrevocable trust.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, what does that do to creditors? Does a revocable trust protect assets from creditors?
Absolutely not. Since it's your alter ego, whatever assets you own individually or whatever assets you own in your revocable trust are available to creditors. On an irrevocable trust, there are certain things that can be done to avoid or asset protect those, creditor protect those, but you have to go to a different area of law, a different venue.
Right. Well, correct me on this. I heard that the irrevocable trust, like you're right, you put all your assets in a corporation or something and you leave them there, but you still have access to them. You may not own them.
Correct.
Like your car. If you put your car into an irrevocable trust, you can still drive your car, but you don't own it.
Correct. There's different forms of irrevocable trust where you can control, but you can't own.
Yeah.
You can not own and not control. You can not own, not control, but still benefit. You go down a myriad of different things with irrevocable trust.
It almost sounds like the alimony dartboard, right? Yeah, this is what you get. Oh,
exactly.
What's a durable general power of attorney involve? What do you have to do for that?
Durable power of attorney is a document that says, if I can no longer manage my affairs, my financial affairs, make financial decisions, I appoint person X, if not person X, person Y, to step in while I'm alive and incapacitated, let's say, to make all of my financial decisions so that it is an avoidance of guardianship, meaning the court appoints somebody to legally control you. This is an alternate way that the state of Florida allows individuals to appoint someone to step in and make financial affairs.
So like if you're in an accident or something and you're in a coma and you're laying there, this person can come in and take care of your business? Or is that something
Pay your bills, make investment decisions, and buy stock, sell stock, etc.
Pay the bills? Why change? What's a healthcare surrogate?
Where the durable power of attorney deals with financial matters,
right.
The healthcare surrogate deals with medical matters.
Ah.
So medical decisions, talking with physicians, talking with doctors, talking with hospitals, in the event you are incapable of making those medical decisions.
This is a person you should really trust. Because they have the power to say, pull the plug.
That's the next one.
Ooh, ouch. There you go. A living will.
Living dual declaration is exactly
that's what
you
that
said.
Is, right? It's a
comatose
living...
scenario.
Yeah.
The only thing keeping you alive is a machine. This is your written declaration that says, turn the machine off and let me go.
Yeah, well, I don't know if my credit cards go with it, but that would be a decision for my wife to make. Oh, my Lord. A lot of people don't like to talk about this stuff, right? Because it's like death.
Death and taxes. I get to talk about that every day.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the most uncomfortable seminar you've ever held? I mean,
the most uncomfortable position that I feel with my clients becomes, what happens if we become incapacitated or we pass away? Who's going to take care of our minor kids?
Mm-hmm.
That has caused more angst, more controversy, more quote-unquote discussion between clients than any other document there. They usually kind of know who they can trust and who they can't trust with their finances, their medical, where their assets are going to go, whether or not they want the plug pulled. But when it comes to taking care of their minor children, that's where issues arise.
And you have to get set up for this. Because if you don't get set up and something happens, you're in the weeds.
The court of the state of Florida will determine who does what.
You have a question about probate or estate planning? Give us a call right now, 561-570-5700, and talk to the expert. All right, let's get on down the list. A guardianship, that's kind of what we were talking about. Someone that takes care of your kids or your business or your life.
In essence, yes, there's different forms of guardianship. But in this particular case, when we talk about pre-need guardian forms, when you were a minor, mom and dad were your guardians. They made decisions for you.
Yep.
When you became an adult, no matter how smart or naive you were,
exactly.
Your decisions were still your decisions.
Yes.
If you become incapacitated, you have to have somebody watch over you again, and that's what the pre-need guardian form does.
Ah, okay. Is this stuff hard to fill out? I mean, I can't do this by myself, can I? I need to hire an attorney to do
obviously,
that.
Obviously, the purpose of it is determined by when, you know, it is helped by an attorney. So by sitting down with an attorney, telling you what specific each document does, lends more comfort to an individual knowing that they're completing it the right way and appointing the right people.
What assets pass outside the will or probate?
Okay, those assets are things that are jointly titled, bank accounts, home ownership, designated beneficiary forms like life insurance, IRAs, annuities, 401ks. They have designated beneficiaries. They pass outside of probate. And then anything that is... like a joint owner, joint tenants with rights of survivorship, tenancy by the entireties.
Wow. Who writes all these laws?
Unfortunately, we do.
Well, yeah, of course. So you know how to solve them, right? That's kind of crazy. Why is probate avoidance? I think I know the answer to this. Who wants to deal with the state?
In essence, when you're dealing with probate, you come into court, you talk about public information. Anything that's involved in probate is public knowledge. With probate avoidance, like a trust, that is private information. Assets, beneficiaries, who gets what, that can be a very private issue. So individuals can avoid that through avoidance of probate.
Wow. Well, I think I'd like to avoid anything that has to do with the state. and it's kind of a conundrum if you think about it, because the people that work for the state that write the laws are the people that are in the state that are guardian over the laws. It's like a circle, right?
It could be.
There was another word, but I don't think I could
appreciate that.
How do you plan for beneficiaries with special needs? Now, that's an interesting question right there.
Decades ago, it was almost taboo.
Yeah.
Now, at least, families, individuals are coming forward, and we have the ability to plan for children with special needs by supplemental needs trust so that they can still receive their government benefits, but still have a pool of resources available for what the government benefits do not cover. And those are supplemental needs trusts, special needs trusts. They have many different names, but it is significant enough where in the past, the child was almost omitted, as right. bad as that sounds. Yep. Now, through proper planning and proper opportunities, families can preserve assets for children of special needs without losing those government benefits.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I have some people that I know that have an autistic child. Mm-hmm. And my gosh, if something happens to them, who's going to take care of the kid?
Of course.
And it's not a little thing, because I think it's 1 in 112.
It's more significant than people realize.
Yeah, that's an amazing number. Well, thanks a lot for hanging out. You're going to stick around for the rest of the show, right?
Sure,
obviously. We have a couple other things we have to do here. But if you have a question about estate or probate, call us right now at 561-570-5700 and talk with the expert.
If you could prepare for an accident, it wouldn't be called an accident, would it? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, more than 6 million traffic accidents occur every year. Cars, trucks, or motorcycles, it happens. The real question is, if it happens to you, what will you do? Statistics show the sooner you have legal representation, the better the outcome of your case. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group, your small town personal injury lawyer with offices throughout Palm Beach County, is here to help you before you suffer an accident or injury. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help all day, all night, and all week. Just a click away or call 561-570-5700.
Okay, coming up on the second half of the show, a special visit from Joe Landoffi. Then, our show producer has a way of keeping gift cards away from scammers, and our Hammer the Scammer segment's coming right up. But right now, it's time for all the news that maybe shouldn't be news, brought to you by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach. Download their smartphone app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has the latest information on silly stuff that runneth over the edge of the wing. Not the right wing or the left wing, but the chicken wing. What's going on in the world of lawlessness?
Well, before we get to the silly stuff,
okay,
let's get to the serious stuff.
Mm.
Jurors on Friday hit two Florida bars with a $30.8 million verdict for the devastating brain injury a woman suffered in a hit and run that followed a night of underage drinking. The jury in Tallahassee awarded the amount after finding Devin Dwyer's drunk driving caused him to hit Jacqueline Faircloth on Tallahassee's West Pensacola Street. Faircloth's attorneys contend that the bars that served the underage drinkers were responsible for the wreck. Mm. Cantina 101 admitted liability for the incident. However, Main Street Entertainment, the owner of Potbelly's, argued Dwyer was not drunk when he hit Faircloth. Lawyers argued Dwyer was not able to avoid the accident, but the other side contended data and conclusions from the plaintiff's accident reconstruction expert weren't consistent with witness testimony concerning the accident. Back and forth, as always.
Mm-hmm.
But the attorneys suggested that the weight of evidence showed Dwyer was driving at least 15 miles an hour over the speed limit and would have been able to avoid the crash, which occurred moments after he left Potbelly's had he not been drunk. His facilities and faculties were impaired. That's the explanation as to why that happens. This is the second time the case has gone before a jury this year. In February, jurors declared themselves deadlocked after deliberating across 3 days. The latest decision, $30.8 million, directed against the bars. Expensive night of drinking.
The Florida bar, or is it Tallahassee bar?
The Tallahassee bar.
Just checking.
Now, speaking of personal injuries, statistics are continuing to rise. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics says that around 31 million people are injured across the country each year that require medical treatment. Of these, some 2 million are severe enough to require some form of hospitalization. Additionally, 162,000 of these injuries are fatal. Data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reveals that there are around 5.5 million car accidents in the country each year. This leads to 3 million injuries as well as 40,000 fatalities. They have also revealed a further 60,000 injuries as well as 5,000 deaths occur each year as a result of truck accidents. Looking next at construction accidents, it's believed these account for more than 300,000 personal injuries per year as well as 1,000 deaths. Medical malpractice is believed to be behind the deaths of some 98,000 people each year. This shows how many accidental injuries and deaths occur in our country each year. Unsurprisingly, liability is often disputed in many of these cases when that happens, a personal injury case or other form of litigation may be necessary. Finally, as state lawmakers ponder to respond to teen skyrocketing use of electronic cigarettes, one university student is influencing the Florida State Senate leader's stance on the issue. Senate President Bill Galvano has made curbing vaping one of the priorities for the legislative session. His son, William, urged him to combat the widespread use of e-cigarettes among students. Now, this focus comes amid a national outcry over what some health officials consider an epidemic among young people, as the vaping trend engulfs middle and high school as well as college campuses. It also comes after injuries and deaths from vaping-related lung injuries in Florida and across the country. Florida law restricts the usage of e-cigarettes or vaping products to people 18 or older, the same legal age as for smoking tobacco. They're considering the possibility of raising the vaping age now to 21, along with other measures such as increased penalties for retailers who sell e-cigarettes or vaping products to minors.
I think they're going to have to rewrite that song and make it vaping in the boys' room instead of... maybe that's coming.
Maybe.
All right, what's up? What's next?
You handed me some very interesting details on strange laws in other places.
Stupid and silly?
Well, that too. Alabama residents commit unlawful bear exploitation if they purchase, possess, or train a bear for the purpose of bear wrestling. We're talking about bear the animal.
I can barely stand it.
I knew it. It's a Class B felony in Alabama, punishable by a fine, confiscation of the bear, and restitution to a humane society for animals. Apparently, man versus bear wrestling took hold in the early 1800s, a byproduct of Greco-Roman displays of masculinity.
Oh, and it's a darn good way to get hurt.
I guess so.
Yeah, I wonder if back in 1857, if it was the bear or the wrestler that needed a good personal injury lawyer.
And you were there, Andy.
I was there.
You were. Now, this one's tough to believe. In Arkansas, it's against the law to honk a car horn at a sandwich shop after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Wow. Apparently, Robert Jackhammer of Pine Buff in Jefferson County had an air horn installed in his Volkswagen where he would repeatedly blow the monster horn to get attention from a special waitress. The county lawmakers claim the ordinance will keep them calm. And no worries.
Honk, honk.
Oh, Alan. Indiana yields to casting dispersions, but it's illegal to catch fish with your bare hands. The legislature's, it's also very difficult. The legislators say it's not fair for one fisher person to have advantage over another and claim spending money on necessary fishing gear promotes good business while at the same time makes the catch less intimidated by the touch of human hands.
Who knows what diseases these fish may catch, you know? You caught something over the weekend, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You caught a cold.
I've got it right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are the details of today's legal news headlines here in Florida. All for you, Alan. Back to you.
I'm almost glad that didn't happen.
Here's our next super guest on Lifestyles and the Law Today, brought to you by Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida.
The versatile Joe Landuffy is still with us. His mind is so bright, he could have been a spotlight. Thanks for hanging out for the rest of the show there.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, what do you think? Was that news crazy enough?
It's something that raises a brow.
Well, you know what? You made a stunning admission. You said that you guys, the attorneys, were the ones that wrote all those laws. So
I stand corrected.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is an amazing system that we have set up. You know, but you're under the guise of probate and estate planning. That's got to be one of the toughest businesses in the world. How do you get through that?
I'll tell you what, looking at people's faces at the end of the day when they sign their documents, knowing that they're comforted to know that their plan will be put in place the way they want it in place, that helps out a lot, knowing that I help people.
I wonder how that worked out for Walt Disney. You know, you know, he was frozen. You know that. They froze.
Cryogenics.
Him. Yeah, cryogenics. And I believe the machine broke down or something, and he lost an arm or something.
Didn't hear that.
didn't hear that one. Yeah. That's going to be amazing to see if it gets carried out the way he wanted. He must have had some sharp attorneys working on that, right? Yeah. Wow. So if you serve as an agent of fiduciaries under wills and trust, what should you do?
Well, obviously, if somebody names an individual, let's say it's John Smith, is named as the attorney in fact, the healthcare surrogate, whatever fiduciary role, the one thing that fiduciary has to maintain and always keep in track, they are performing the act on behalf of the person naming them. They are not to be doing anything for themselves, but only for what is good, better, best for the individual appointing them.
How do you control that?
You appoint people you trust, number one. And number two, the court can step in and others can step in and say this individual may not be performing his or her duties in the best interest of a principal. But obviously, you can't control everything in life. This is just documents to be put in place that would allow a person you trust to step in, and hopefully that person will continue the job that you want.
I would imagine that most of the contest would come from family members, right?
That's primarily where
what a can of worms you have to open up to get into that, man. You must be really good at what you do, because if not, the family members will eat you alive, they say. Oh my goodness. How does the estate tax affect estate planning? Is that you got to give the government their due?
Well, again, the estate tax right now is so high, only 0.15% of the population will be, you know, paying an estate tax liability. Right now, each individual can give away $11.4 million estate tax-free.
Oh, well, I could do that three or four times today then. Jeez.
It does go up for 2020 to $11.58 million. But again, taxes should not dictate what an estate plan should be.
Right.
As a good estate planning attorney, you should listen to the goals, objectives, and needs of the client, and then tailor the relationship and tailor the documents to what their goals and objectives are. They may come in and say, I want to pay the least amount of taxes. We can always pay zero taxes through charitable, philanthropic activities, but sometimes it is the cart before the horse. Sometimes it's the horse before the cart. Our role is to educate, recommend, give options to clients so that they can make an informed decision of, you know what, I don't mind paying a little bit of taxes if they're in that realm, or estate taxes are not an issue because I'm below that threshold. You still have those myriad of other issues we talked about, non-tax reasons for an estate plan to be in place.
Wow. Taxes. A tax man. You can't, what is it? The only thing you can do is die and pay taxes.
There's only two things certain in life, death and taxes.
Death and taxes. Oh, wow. Well,
although
defeated
that with cryogenics.
But. You know, we talked, exactly. Hey, we talked a little earlier about irrevocable trusts. Did we clear that up? What is an irrevocable trust?
Irrevocable trusts are where an individual, a client, creates a trust document, and that trust document is a transfer of assets away from themselves. Yeah. There's irrevocable trusts that are for asset protection, and there's irrevocable trusts that are for the benefit of other individuals other than the person creating the trust. In Florida, there's no, what we refer to in legalese as self-settled asset protection trust. They're not allowed in Florida. So a person trying to put assets into an irrevocable trust to shelter it from other creditors, their own creditors, does not work. You have to go to different jurisdictions.
You know, that makes sense because, you know, I can see the abuse right around the corner with that. You know, let's set everything up here. That way we don't have to pay there and we're better off. You ever run across any scams in your
scams.
Already laughing. Yeah.
Scams are apparent. I mean, with irrevocable trust, it's the I have no idea who's coming after me. I have no idea. And clients will look you straight in the face. And we have to do our due diligence in meeting with clients to make sure we're not, excuse the expression, assisting them in, I don't want to use defrauding, but assisting them in this incident.
How about doing something wrong?
Doing something wrong.
Yeah, there you go.
But for the most part, I mean, you were talking about other scams. With regard to Florida, there's a lot of elder abuse out there. Elder individuals being taken advantage of by caregivers, by junior individuals, even within the same family, even their remote descendants taking advantage of an elder person. And Florida has come down hard, and it has very good elder law abuse statutes that individuals can take advantage of to care for an elderly person.
Especially the caretakers.
Correct.
I know of a case personally where a caretaker was working for a person and finagled them out of a little loan there, I guess is what they called it. Mm-hmm. And the guy died, and that's it. I don't have to pay back that loan.
Well, again, there's a positive and a negative to every law, because those laws can also protect caregivers who do their job and do their duty. And there's many out there that can look to those laws and say, I can be protected because I did what was best for the elderly person. So it can work. Obviously, a good person, those laws will work for them, and a bad person can try to manipulate those laws. But
hopefully the laws are designed to catch the bad person.
Of course.
This gentleman that I know personally, I mean, he had plenty of money. It wasn't a big deal, but I think it was more the principle
of
the deal. He finagled and got him to cough up the bucks, and then he passed on, and the guy disappeared. So the family didn't even know anything about it.
Listen, one thing my father taught me my whole life: put your head down on the pillow at night with a clear conscience, so you wake up happy.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that philosophy. All right, so we talked about irrevocable trusts. Can they be changed?
Recently, there's been a lot of changes in the tax laws with regard to what does irrevocable mean. Irrevocable, by definition, means non-changeable.
Yeah.
But you can change an irrevocable trust. They can be changed later on through changes of circumstances, unforeseen circumstances, things like that, through a non-judicial settlement agreements, non-judicial modifications, judicial modifications, decanting. All of these are techniques and opportunities to alter what a creator of the trust has done, not for the purpose of just self-gratification, but for things that legitimately may have been unforeseen at the time the document was drafted.
Mm. Well, life changes, things change,
and
you have to have an open way to do that, and I'm sure the legislatures wrote that right into the law. But again, you guys are the ones that make all those laws. That's sort of like an oxymoron, isn't it?
Jumbo shrimp.
Jumbo shrimp. I got a better one. Military intelligence. That's an oxymoron if I ever heard one. Anyway, hey, listen, you have answered a whole lot of questions, and we appreciate you taking your Saturday and coming in here. Folks, if you have a question about estate or probate planning, just give us a call right now, 561-570-5700. That will get you in touch with the studio during the show hours, and it will get you in touch with the Robes Law Group and after hours. Joe, are you brave enough to give your cell phone number out over the air?
I'll give my office number if that's okay, if that's permitted.
You can do that. We only allow it once.
In that case, I'll speak very slowly.
Okay.
My office number is 561-477-7800. and I'm with the law firm of Shapiro, Blasey, Wasserman, and Herman in Boca Raton, Florida.
Well, you're a pretty smart guy there. You have more degrees than a thermometer on a hot day in Arizona, I guess.
Thank you.
Well, it's always good to have someone that knows what they're doing, folks. And if you are in the situation where you need to get some estate planning or probate work done, give Joe a call. He'll be more than happy to help you out.
Thank you.
When you hear that sound, something bad is about to happen.
Good afternoon. This is Christina at the Robes Law Group. How can I help you?
And that's the sound of confidence. Confidence in knowing you have selected the right team to represent you in your hour of need. The Department of Transportation tells us more than 5 million crashes occur every year. That's more than 13,600 accidents every single day. Every day. So be aware of... And remember, when you need legal representation, call the good folks at Rogues Law Group at 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or better yet, download the Rogues Law Group app by texting the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES to 474747.
This is Christina at the Rogues Law Group. How can I help you?
Rogues Law Group, your small-town personal injury lawyer with offices throughout Palm Beach County, is here to help you before you suffer an accident or injury. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROGUES to 474747. We are here to help all day, all night, and all week. Just a click away or call 561-570-5700.
Okay, welcome back to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and non-legal orator. And our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with a message for those afflicted with phobophobia.
Phobophobia.
Okay. If you have a fear of phobias,
yes.
And there's only one cure, the remedy is to take out your smartphone, if you're not driving, and text the word ROBES, that's ROBES, to 474747 and get peace of mind knowing that legal representation is in the palm of your hand. Got it? Get it. Problem solved. And now, just as Zoltar predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer, because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by Rogues Law Group, fighting hard for their clients because it's the right thing to do. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with some info on protecting your gift cards.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Well. Gift cards are one quick way to get through your last-minute holiday shopping, that's for sure. Before you give and get gift cards, here are a few things you should know. Inspect the card before you buy it. A gift card should have all of its protective stickers in place. Report the card to the store if something looks scratched off or damaged. When you buy a card, save the receipt. Keeping the gift card receipt can be helpful if you run into problems with the card. Treat gift cards like cash. Report a lost or stolen gift card to the card's issuer immediately. Most card issuers have toll-free numbers you can find online or on the back of the card to report a lost or stolen card. Depending on the card issuer, you may even be able to get some of your money back. Buy gift cards from sources you know and trust. Think twice about buying gift cards from online auction sites to avoid buying fake or stolen cards. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
And here's the most important gift card tip of all. Gift cards are for gifts, not payments. Gift cards are a scammer's favorite way to steal people's money. Anyone who demands that you pay them with a gift card for any reason is always a scammer.
Nice.
This includes calls from imposters claiming to be a family member with an emergency, calls from the IRS and Social Security. By the way, the IRS and Social Security will never, ever call you. Ever. They won't call you. They don't want to talk to you. They will send you letters.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to them either.
There you go. Calls from law enforcement and utility companies. They'll ask for a gift card to pay the bill. No.
Yeah.
Never pay a bill with a gift card. That's it. That's the rule. Report gift card scams directly with the card issuer. Then report it to the Federal Trade Commission. I'll give you a quick web address here. FTC.gov/complaint. Good one. For more information, visit FTC.gov/gift cards. and check out the information that you'll find there. It's very good, and keep that in mind. And, you know, don't answer your phone either when the number is...
I don't answer when you call.
I know that. I'm annoyed. Yeah. But I got a call this week from 592-416. What? Portugal.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't answer it.
Yeah,
don't answer your phone. Yeah. Now, this is the time of year that many people choose to upgrade their phones. If you're one of them, make sure you back up your data before your phone leaves. Mm-hmm. Remove any SIM or memory storage cards. Delete all personal information and check that it's been erased. If you don't know how to do that, call Alan because he's very good with cell phones. Disconnect the phone number from accounts and devices. 80 people were recently charged with crimes relating to romance scams, by the way. Would you know how to spot a romance trickster? I got five red flags for you here.
Let's have them.
Someone you meet on a dating site wants to move away from the site and use email. Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
They quickly tell you they've fallen in love with you. Uh-oh.
They lell and fub.
Yeah, it is. They claim to be traveling or working abroad. They say they want to visit you, but, oh, they can't afford it. If you send me $300, I'll buy a ticket. I'll pay you back when I get there. They ask for money.
Yeah.
Straight out ask for a loan or for a gift. Don't fall for it. And I think most people are aware of this. Just be careful.
I think a lot of those calls come from Russia.
Anywhere. Yeah. Anywhere else. Down the street, Russia, wherever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's one of our alert of the weeks. One time, darling of the internet, Yahoo, has agreed to a settlement to compensate victims of a data breach. The organization is now owned by Verizon, but they have to pay up to $358 to users who had a Yahoo email account between 2013 and 2016. But you have to jump through hoops to get your money.
Imagine that.
To learn more, visit yahoodatabreachsettlement.com. yahoodatabreachsettlement.com.
Don't you have an email with Yahoo?
Yeah, not for much longer. Oh, but yeah, I did not have my account in 2016.
They didn't hack you, huh?
2013 to 2016.
Well, I'll call those guys up and make sure that they get that done then. All right.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You got it.
Claims have to be lodged by July 20th, 2020. That's right around the corner, isn't it?
Yep.
Another big data breach, personal information of about 5 million customers, businesses, and workers of the food delivery app DoorDash have been hacked. About 100,000 delivery drivers had their driver's license details exposed. Now, they're not the first food delivery app to get hacked. An earlier breach at Eat Street exposed 6 million records, but that's of no comfort to the latest victims. If you've done business with or worked for this organization, visit the following page for information on what to do next.
Which is?
tinyurl.com/d-notice.
Two dashes?
Yeah, slash and a dash.
Oh, okay.
Did I say two dashes?
Yeah, well, dash, Donner, Dasher,
tinyurl.com/d-notice.
I'm not even going to go there.
I am not either.
Yeah, that's...
Just another reminder.
Just take our word for it.
Yeah. Do not... When you see a phone number that you don't recognize, don't answer it. One of the things that happens when you do answer an unrecognized number is that the caller now knows you answer your phone.
That's right.
They may not even talk to you, but they got you. Okay, this guy answers. We'll call him back a little later.
Okay. Is that all the scammer news you have?
Well, for the moment... We can find more.
Why do I feel like I've been scammed?
Personal injury attorneys regularly inundate the airwaves with money-making rants, guaranteeing their clients huge settlements. Call now is their air horn. We make money only if you do is tattooed on their foreheads. Had enough? The Robes Law Group offers sound legal guidance and direction. They work hard for you because it's the right thing to do. What you say or don't say at the scene of an accident matters. Wouldn't it be great if your lawyer was right there with you to guide you through this confusing moment? That's why the Robes Law Group developed a smartphone application. You can download the Robes Law Group app from the App Store or simply text the word ROBES to 474747. That's ROBES, text to 474747. Or call the Robes Law Group today at 561-570-4747. 561-570-5700. That's 561-570-5700. Or check out their website at robeslawgroup.com. Robes Law Group is your Palm Beach County personal injury lawyer. Unlike other law firms, we try to help before you suffer an accident. Be prepared and be protected. Text ROBES to 474747. We are here to help you all day, all night, all week. Just a click away.
Welcome back. You are listening to Lifestyles and the Law Today. I'm your host and non-legal orator, Alan Mason, along with witness number two, our ineffable show producer, Rick Snyder. And Rick, just to let you know, I know that you know and we all know that no one knows when an accident is going to happen. They just happen. That's how it works. So the best time to learn about what to do or not to do is before the accident, not after. That's just common sense. What you say at the scene of an accident, in some cases, could determine the outcome of your settlement. That's why the Robes Law Group created their 30-minute legal advice workshop. The next meeting is January 22nd at their Delray Beach location. The program begins at 6 p.m. and continues for, you're right, 30 minutes.
Opportunity to meet with attorneys and ask them questions for free.
Exactly. And the Robes Law Group will chip in the snacks and beverages. And remember, when you leave their workshop, you'll have all the knowledge you need to handle yourself as a professional at the scene of an accident. You really need to know your rights, folks, and it could save you some serious dollars. For additional information about this valuable free workshop, call the good folks at Robes Law Group, 561-570-5700. And what else happens at that little seminar there?
Well, besides asking the questions and getting some...
And getting some cool answers, right?
You'll get to meet some nice people.
Yeah.
And in a pleasant surrounding.
That's right. And you know, we say this every week. You need to know what to say at the scene of an accident.
Right.
Let me tell you something. If you say the wrong thing, you know, the most common thing, people come and say, "Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hit you." And you're admitting fault.
Yes.
You don't do that. That's one of the first things they teach you there, right?
My last accident was my fault.
What?
My fault.
I
turned left into oncoming traffic. Now the driver that hit me did not have her lights on. Fortunately, everybody was going slow. There were no injuries and not a lot of damage.
Right.
But I knew from past experience, don't say anything.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the first thing you talk about our fathers that teach, right?
Yes.
That's the first thing he said. You're ever in an accident, son, don't say anything.
Just call me Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know the number to call, 561-570-5700. You will have a ball at the workshop because they make it fun.
Yep.
And you know, like, who wants to talk about legal stuff, right? Nobody. But they've got it down pretty good. Well, folks, that's about all the time we have left today. We hope our mission was not impossible and legal knowledge ebbs and flows throughout the applicable media outlets. Coming up on next week's show, we have a hector of satisfied clients here to tell you their stories. Some of them may surprise you. That's coming up next week. You want to catch the show. Of course, we're from 2 to 3 o'clock every Saturday. And the show is underwritten by the Robes Law Group of Delray Beach, Florida, and originates from the iHeart Studios in West Palm Beach, Florida. Executive producers John Mitchell, show producer Rick Snyder, audio engineer John Nutter. Hi, John. And I'm your host, Alan Mason, and we will see you next week at the same time, same channel. What do they say? Same bat channel and
all, right.
All that good stuff. We will have some ineffable information and news for you.
And hope you have time to define that word.
Ineffable?
Yes.
That's an oxymoron.
Okay.
Ineffable means something that can't be described.
Ah.
But the word ineffable describes it. All right. We're out of time. We got to go, folks. Thanks for listening. See you next week.